It's nearly 4 months since the devastating earthquake that hit the island of Haiti, killing around 250,000 people and leaving 1.5 million others homeless. So how are the Haitian people coping with trying to rebuild their shattered lives in the wake of the huge humanitarian disaster triggered by January's earthquake? Even before the earthquake struck, Haiti was the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. Hundreds of thousands of those made homeless by the quake are currently living in makeshift tents, in precarious spontaneous settlements, making do with whatever aid arrives. Earthquake survivors have not only lost family members and their homes, but in many cases they have also lost their livelihood. So how is the morale of these people? And what is the future likely to bring them? For an answer, I turn to Nick Bredholt, a senior humanitarian officer at the London-based Catholic development agency CAFOD. Nick has just returned from a 2-week visit to Haiti, and he told me more about the desperate plight of these earthquake survivors.
Well, I would say that the situation in general is quite dire, and this mainly because of the magnitude of the catastrophe, that so many people have been affected by this. We talk about more than 1 million people that have been made more or less homeless. And so even though that some camps are better run than other camps, I would say that in general, the situation is really still emergency.
And how would you describe the morale of the people when you got to speak to some of these people? How are they bearing up?
Well, there's a history of struggling for life in Haiti that goes long way back. And the earthquake is just one more emergency, you can say. People, they are asking for all kind of help. When you come into the camps and you start speaking with people, they will ask you, why is there no more food distribution? We need support for schools. In Haiti, you pay school fees, even if it's public school, and people now have very limited income. And so they would say, you know, we need money also for schooling, and we need better services, we need better security. They'll actually ask for nearly everything, and it's quite, I would say, quite a challenge for everybody, for the NGOs, for the UN, and for the government structures in Haiti.
Now, of course, many say that the scale of the destruction and the high number of victims after the earthquake can be partly attributed to poor governance and living conditions, you know, the shoddy standard of the buildings, gross overcrowding in poor areas. Do you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The city has been built with low quality, low standards. Many of the buildings should never have been set up.
Some UN experts have, in fact, warned that the risk that the rebuilding could recreate these same living conditions, and therefore Haitians could run the risk of a similar scale catastrophe in the future. Do you think this is a real danger?
I think it is a real danger. I think that they should seriously consider decentralization in that country and move people out of Port-au-Prince, make Port-au-Prince a much smaller city than it used to be. Decentralization is not just good because of seismic activity in Port-au-Prince, but also just to get that country to function better. There is a real danger that there will be another earthquake, and there is a danger that the situation can repeat itself, yes.
What are some of the most impressive projects that have been done so far to aid or rehabilitate the victims, the homeless? Can you point to some of the success stories?
Well, I think we have to be modest here because of the magnitude. This is a very big city. There used to be something like 3 million people, and a huge part of that city was destroyed. And the fact that you have people now in camps and people are surviving and living, this is actually a success. Whereas I think it will take years before you will see real rebuilding, and particularly in the city.
Now, do you have any particular anecdotes that you can share with our listeners concerning either a particular individual or a family or a project that you came across, be it tragic or inspirational, that give us an idea of what Haitians are having to cope with right now?
Well, I did visit a number of camps, and came across people who lost their children, people who are totally disillusioned and are just sitting in their tents, which is really tragic. I met a lady who was in a very cramped camp, and she had lost a child when her house had broken down, and she had some head injuries also from the crash of the house. She was really disillusioned. She used to have a small informal shop on the street just in front of her house, and this was not possible to run anymore, so she was really dependent on whatever help that could be given. It is really, really challenging times for the Haitian people. Another question is also, how long can the present situation go on without creating real unrest and perhaps violence in Haiti? There might be an issue of a silent honeymoon right now that can't go on forever, at least, because people do receive some help, people do receive some support for their life, and I would question whether that support is still possible to provide in 1.5, 2 years. And then what will happen then?
I was speaking to Nick Bredholt of the Catholic Aid Agency, CAFOD.